Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. Massive blues man there on guitar. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dan Poynter, the galactic guru of self-publishing. He wrote the Bible on it, folks. I've got the 12th edition. I don't know how many more there are since I've got my copy. The Self-Publishing Manual, How to Write, Print, and Sell Your Own Book. Folks, I am standing living proof that what Dan says can be done. So please take that to heart if you're even thinking about writing your own book. Even if you're going to try to have a publisher, an outside publisher, you still want to know what's going on. Dan will help you with that. Parapub.com is his website. Dan, thanks again for being here. I enjoyed our visit talking about parachuting, which is the love of your life in that industry. But I want to wrap up by talking about the other side of your world, which is publishing books. You've published 130-something books in your life, most of them on parachuting, but a lot of them on publishing. I'm imagining, you know, I'm working on a chapter that's in the future, in another book I'm working on, and I'm imagining a little kid, you know, talking to his grandmother a few decades from now, and the grandmother says, "You see that building right there? That used to be a bookstore."
Yeah.
And the kid said, "What's a bookstore?"
Well, that's
coming, isn't it, Dan?
That's the digital age. Normal bookstores, the brick-and-mortar bookstores, are going out of business.
Sadly, I think.
No, you know, when Borders went out of business 2 years ago, we found out what they paid for rent in Pico Rivera, California. It was $32,000 per month.
Yeah.
And that was just the rent. That wasn't the turning on the lights or hiring people.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't compete with an online bookstore that's got a warehouse out in the country. You know, I order lots of books and other products from Amazon, and they deliver tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the price is better. So, you know, why would I want? I don't want to go downtown, look for a parking place, go into a bookstore to find out they don't have what I want, and I'm disappointed, and I don't get what I want.
Well,
order online.
One piece of advice that I've never forgotten that I keep telling people is the worst place in the world to find a book. To sell a book, you said. The worst place in the world for most people to sell a book is at a bookstore.
Right.
And it's true, especially if you're not a you know, like one of the top 10 authors in the world, your book is spying out in the middle of a bunch of other books.
Very few bookstores left and they're going out of business.
Yeah. But how is this talk to us about the future of books in general. Are we going to publish physical books 10 years from now, 20 years from now?
Well, we'll always have books maybe as an art form, but there'll be very few. Books are going to come out as e-books first, and then if things are doing well, then the publisher will go to press and put out the print book. But to
what audience? I mean, our generation goes away, Dan, 25, you know, 30 years from now, when you and I are gone, Are our grandchildren going to want a physical book? My kids, my grandkids, don't have any textbooks.
Well, sure. And today, you know, when you and I were growing up, if we got into something new, we went out and bought a book on the subject. Today, people don't do that. If they want to know the terminal velocity of the human body and the prone position free fall, they make a Google search.
Mm-hmm.
It's 115 miles per hour. They got their answer, and they're gone.
But I'm still worried, though, Dan, that's what they got was content. They didn't get context. And in a book, you get context.
Well, true. And then again, there are a lot of websites out there with information. And they don't. I mean, at my website on book publishing, I have all kinds of in-depth information on book publishing. So it's available out there, but it's available digitally.
Yeah. Well, I agree, and I'm a digital publisher too. I've actually won an award as a digital publisher,
mm-hmm.
but still, maybe this is part of my old foginess. I'm still going to want books. I'm still going to have a library in my house, in my office. So,
there may be some fiction books that you really love, but on nonfiction, if it's sitting on your shelf and it's more than 3 years old, it's probably out of date.
Well, that's probably so. That's probably true. Hey, Dan, I've enjoyed having you here. It's always a pleasure. You've been an inspiration to me now for 15 years and so many more people like me. And I've spread the word about you whenever I can. I appreciate your work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Dan Poynter, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, you should get to know Dan on many levels. Just check it out, Parapub, P-A-R-A-P-U-B, Parapub.com. Check it out. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.